Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. What a crazy day of sports and night of sports last night. NBA action. An umpire lost his mind. That was amazing. The Chiefs locked up Andy Reid and some of the other power brokers over at One Arrowhead. We've got a lot to get to. Ty Dunn's going to be on the show. I love it when the past reaches out with a message for the future. Hey, NFL Draft 2021 is screaming from 3 years ago, and the message is be careful. We will get into all of that coming up on the show. We got a phone number for you, 855-212-4227. Give us a call. Pretty Daddy, Tom DeCelestino will answer the phone, executive producer, Pretty Daddy RTY on the old Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Sports Writer. Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R, is the phone number. Also, I have to present to you, wherever you're listening, in about 20 minutes, whether or not I am a thief. Whether or not I have engaged in thievery. And if you work for my other company, Paramount, don't listen. All right, 855-212-4227 is the phone number. Speaking of thievery, it really feels like the Denver Nuggets and the New York Knicks in two thrilling games last night stole victories, just plucked them from what looked like the iron grasp of the Lakers and the Sixers. Both of those games were incredible. Both of those games were heartbreaking if you have a rooting interest as a Philly fan or an LA fan. And both of those games were a reminder that you got to play to the very, very end. We got anger, we got frustration, we got people calling the refs are a bunch of garbage, but mostly what we had were two of the best finishes I can remember in a really long time. If you missed it, and we don't usually squish all the games together, we usually just do, but let's just smorgasbord these things, let's push them together. In the early TNT game, at the Garden, Knicks-Philly, both those teams, by the way, good enough, I've said this a lot, to make deep runs. The winner of that series, you never know. Last night showcased that. But it feels like, for me, winner of that series is making the Eastern Conference Finals and probably playing the Boston Celtics. And Joel, it was a double whammy because Embiid, obviously back from injury, hobbled. Tyrese Maxey was sick and was questionable. We don't know what he had, if he had the flu, his flu game, or his cold game, or his sinus infection game, or whatever it is. Both those guys gutted it out, and both of those dudes were absolutely extraordinary. Huge nights. Huge nights for that duo. They didn't get a lot of support, but I don't think it matters. They had the game. They'd won the game. They were up 5 points with 28 seconds left, and somehow the New York Knicks rattled off a crazy comeback over the course of less than half a minute. hit a big three, turnover, offensive rebounds, hit another big three. Maybe there was a foul in there. Amazing. Tyrese Maxey got. So basically what happened was it was heartbreaking to watch. Jalen Brunson, who could not hit the ocean from 3 feet away in that game. He was, look, I know what the box score says, and I know what Tibbs said. It's true. Brunson created for his teammates and didn't give up, but that dude could not shoot. Jalen Brunson for a night became Dwight Howard as a shooter. It was hard to watch. He was missing bunnies. He was missing everything. And at the very end, felt like the game was over. 28 seconds left. Brunson gets the rock from the three-point line, and he shoots the ball. And I'm working with Chris Williamson at CBS Sports HQ. We're watching it together. And he says, short. You know, you can just see the ball is short. And he's right. That thing hits off the very front of the rim at an angle that maybe a centimeter less than that, one direction or the other, just it's a 45-degree clanker. It somehow bounces straight up. And I don't know if somebody at the Garden opened the door to the outside and there was a breeze that came. The ball, go watch it. The physics of it is crazy. Somehow comes back a little bit and goes in. It is one of the most incredible luck box shots I've ever seen. And by the way, you need good fortune. That's how Tibbs put it after the game. But that just made it a two-point game with not a lot of time left. And the Sixers unable to inbound the ball. Tyrese Maxey gets it, and he doesn't get fouled. He basically on the baseline kind of runs toward where the benches are, and two Knicks players mug him, but not the kind you'd, you know, not a citation mugging, not a handcuffs mugging, just an aggressive, we're going to get the ball. And Maxey, when he falls down, basically wanting a whistle, hands the ball back to the Knicks. It's crazy. And then there's another shot, and it's missed, and Hartenstein, who had a huge game, gets the rebound, and he kicks it out to Dante DiVincenzo, who was rock solid, and he buries the three, and that basically is ball game. There were some free throws that follow. There was a missed opportunity where Maxey brought the ball up and then gave it to Joel Embiid, hot potato with 0.4 seconds, and Embiid got the ball off. But it was an amazing, amazing game. And I got done. I was over. I'm up in Stanford. CBS Sports HQ, we're live every night. Check us out. You know, check me out pregame, halftime, postgame of every game. Just random quarters. Sometimes we're up there. I'm on there. And we're hanging out. And sometimes when you're watching those games for work, and maybe it's true for you as a fan, you're like, oh, I feel emotionally exhausted. And over on the podcast, I have like nine jobs. And thank you to my employers that I host. We've got John Gonzalez, who's a Sixers fan. We got Ashley Nicole Moss, who's a Knicks fan. So they were in the chat talking to each other. So I felt a little emotionally connected. I was exhausted. I thought that was amazing. That was thrilling. That was great. Embiid and the crew, we'll hear this in a second, started complaining about the officiating. But I was like, all right, well, at least Denver Lakers isn't going to be similar. I don't know if I have it in me to run another emotional sprint after an emotional marathon. And the Lakers, for a while, complied, right? The Lakers thought, okay, NBA fans just got a game that maybe isn't good for your heart. We're going to play it calm. Lakers build a nice little lead. They get it up to 10. Denver cuts it to 4. Lakers get it to 15 at the half, and I come on. I do my little halftime thing, make one of those predictions that nobody brings up unless they get it right. It's the beauty of predictions. But I did say Denver's still going to win, and Denver stretches. Denver goes down further. Lakers stretch that lead. And by the way, let me say this before the inevitable Lakers collapse / Nuggets comeback that I'm gearing toward. If you missed it, amazing. Anthony Davis in the first half, kind of like, in his own way, Dame the other day from Milwaukee. Anthony Davis in the first half was having one of the best playoff games of all time in the first half and had a fine second half. It wasn't bad. LeBron James played just 16 minutes in the first half and was able and did come out and just really pour himself into that game too, because both those teams, Philly and the Lakers, were down 1-0. They needed to win those games, steal a game on the road. D'Angelo Russell, who has not given them production, hit a bunch of threes, again, especially in that first half. But the methodical nature of what the Nuggets are doing, the inevitability. I know the Thanos GIF, which I sent to 38 people because I was real clever last night, is a little old, but there's no other way to describe it. And a similar hero stepped up as in the Knicks game. In the Knicks game, it was Jalen Brunson, who couldn't shoot but kept shooting and got lucky. And at the end of that Denver game, there's a lot that went down, and Joker was just amazing. The end of the game, tie game, not much time left. Jamal Murray brings the ball down, and he goes to his right with Anthony Davis on him. And Anthony Davis complained, I think yesterday, that he wasn't a Defensive Player of the Year finalist, one of the three. And I think he's right. I put him on that list. There's a lot of good guys. And AD had a chip on his shoulder. And AD is the guy at the start of the year that said, basically, we're not afraid of the Nuggets. and the Nuggets have not lost to the Lakers in 10 games. And Jamal Murray against that dude went to his right and did a little sort of back step, right, sort of two steps back, and at the buzzer, nothing but net winner. Two thrilling games. Two amazing games. And mirrored each other in a real way, because you had two of the most important players. Obviously, Joker more important than Jamal Murray, and Brunson the most important guy. But the point guards, the guys that are the engines often of the offense, who had brutal shooting nights, were able to hit game winners. And in Brunson's case, not the game winner, but really close. Part of the miracle in 28 seconds. And just a sense and a reminder that you've got to fight to the very, very, very end. And it also led to the inevitable complaints about officiating, because you had the Tyrese Maxey thing. And by the way, the Sixers are freaking out. Nick Nurse is saying that he tried to call a timeout when Maxey hit the ground, and the officials ignored it. And that might be a reasonable complaint. I don't think Maxey got fouled. There's going to be a tougher degree of officiating in the playoffs. And not just that. Guys are going to be tougher. It's going to be more physical. And you have to expect that. You have to expect it. And LeBron, and nice job him tying it all together, LeBron post-game was mad just at NBA officiating in general.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like... And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game, too. What are we doing?
I mean, he's throwing his lot with Philly fans. Let's unite losing teams. It's a revolution. So the play he's referring to, D'Lo went to his left. He's left-handed. And, again, against a really aggressive and physical Nuggets team. The Nuggets were physical last night. And basically, on an attempted block shot, there was a follow-through, and he got kind of hit in the face. I didn't think it was much of a foul. And when I saw it, now the broadcasters did, but we heard a thing yesterday, marginal contact, which is a way of saying, if you're being soft, we're not going to give you the call. If you hear when the officials do the replay and then they go to the microphone and they have to talk, with marginal contact, that's just their polite way of saying, you soft to Charmin and we're not giving you the call, which is exactly what happened with Maxey. It's exactly what happened with D'Angelo Russell. The issue of those games is not the officiating. It's not, Sixers fans. It's not. Pull down an offensive rebound. Make your free throws. Don't let a team come back from five down with 28 seconds by inbounding the ball and hold on to the ball for Tyrese Maxey. And if you're the Lakers, you get up 15, 20 points. I don't want to hear about the officiating at the end. I just don't. Your offense stagnated. And a lot of that is Darvin Ham. If you watch the end of the game, there were some breakaways. I think it was mostly LeBron, where LeBron and or AD were focal points of the offense. And the actual set plays, down the stretch, there were five or six consecutive possessions in crunch time where they didn't get the ball to Anthony Davis, who was, for huge stretches of the game, the best player on the floor. Oh, and by the way, and Jokic was absolutely incredible last night and had a great first half. He had 12 and 12 in the first half, but part of the game plan for the Lakers was go to AD and have AD, if you watch, was bodying Joker when AD had the ball, just making Joker work on defense to wear him out. And they went away from that because Joker looked gassed at times. Incredible basketball, incredible games, and the takeaway is you have to know how to close to be great. It's not the officials' fault. It's not just bad luck, although Jalen Brunson definitely had a luck box shot, but good for him. Whatever, that's part of the deal. The takeaway is all the numbers, all the data, all the analytics, all the sabermetrics, all the patterns, all the things we think we know lay the foundation for the games that we watch and the teams that we root for or root against. But human beings have to execute under pressure at the end. The Denver Nuggets did it again. And the Philadelphia 76ers failed to do it again. And that is the story. You got to be the best version of yourself over the last 2 minutes of these NBA games. And I have talked nonstop about the parity that's in the NBA. We haven't seen it in the playoffs because we've had home teams win every game so far. Yeah, every single game so far. We got three game twos and all the game ones. But there is a shorter distance between even the Nuggets, and I think the Celtics, and everybody else they're going to face eventually. And what's going to decide it are moments like last night. This is a great expression. This is like radio gold. Somebody save this for the awards. Buckle up. We got an amazing NBA playoffs in front of us. Because it's a seatbelt, see? We're going fast. I'm a wordsmith. 855-212-4227. That's trademark. Don't use the buckle up with your friends, all right? That's a writer than you trademark production. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. We got so much stuff to get into. We got NFL draft warning. Everybody's excited about the draft. Everybody's assessing every guy. Have you ever noticed that nobody, I mean nobody, radio hosts, NFL reporters, draft experts, will just say this guy's going to be a bust? These nine guys are going to suck? Because everyone is so much more afraid of looking stupid down the line when freezing cold takes. I mean, they got four of mine. They don't ever play the stuff that I, you know, crushed, is going to say something about you. Don't be soft like Tyrese Maxey. That was unfair. That was unfair. Say the truth. 2021 will say it for you. History will tell you. History will give you a reminder. A lesson from the past on the dangers at the quarterback position coming up on Thursday, and a question of my own morality next year on Rider Than You.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Buy or sell this red sweater you're wearing is new.
Sell.
I mean, this is very red, crimson red. I mean,
it's a crew sweatshirt, too. It's not a hoodie.
I don't know what that means.
There's no hood. That's all it means.
Right, sweatshirt.
Crew.
You say crew, I think that you're in a boat and you're with the oars.
Well, I think that's what it stems from.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to the show. Bill Ryder with you. Something happened amazing yesterday, and I'm going to ask Pretty Daddy for a comp, but I'm worried it's going to actually come from this show. Good morning, Tom. Pretty Daddy RTY on Twitter for Ryder Than You. Pretty Daddy RTY. What's up, man?
Good morning, Bill. Happy Tuesday to you.
It feels like it's Thursday, but happy Tuesday to you as well. So I'm sure you saw this. I know we're going to hit it later in the show. I'm not trying to cannibalize and destroy and disrespect and take away from your buy or sell moment of glory in exactly an hour. However, that moment where Aaron Boone, the skipper for the Yankees, got kicked out of the game yesterday, just chilling. He's just chilling. He looks super peaceful, maybe doing some, I don't know, little bit of, prayer or thoughtfulness or just some, you know, he just looked happy. And then some guy above him, a fan in a blue shirt, yelled something you're not supposed to the umpire, Hunter Wendelstedt, which is a great name. If I was Hunter Wendelstedt, I would probably be like, you better be watching yourself. Wendelstedt here. And Wendelstedt kicked him out. Boone didn't do anything. And we'll get into it later. Basically, manager's sitting there chilling. Some fan yells, you know, you're a bleep, 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 or whatever he said. And the umpire lost it and just pointed at the manager, thinking that the Boone said it kicked him out. Here is my question. Here is my question for you, Tom. Can you think of a time when you have been similarly falsely accused? Because I was trying to think yesterday. Have I ever been falsely? I've definitely gotten people falsely accused of things when I was a kid. I did. frame some folks in third grade or whatever. But you ever that ever happened to you?
I always feel like I'm always a little bit guilty, even if I didn't do the whole thing of which I was accused of. Like, I always have some level of guilt.
You've never been Count of Monte Cristo, though, or it's just you are... Okay.
Not to that degree.
Pretty funny. Here's my question. Obviously, Hunter Wentelstedt doesn't... I like the name. Did this guy go to an English boarding school? Does he have an English accent?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Did this dude... He's obviously acting in good faith. He's not... He got it wrong. It happens. It's a hilarious way to get it wrong. When he sees later, does he call up Aaron Boone and apologize? Because that's... Bro, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. There's a great commercial back in the day. You're too young. Maybe it's a Budweiser commercial. Maybe it's a Coors Light. I can't remember. It's a beer commercial. I was a kid. Where in the commercial, an umpire, rookie umpire, gets called up. And it's amazing what they could get into a 30-second commercial. And makes a call at the plate, and the manager comes out and gets in his face, and the umpire throws him out of the game. And you're a rookie! And later, they see each other at the bar, right? And it's like, and the manager raises the, whatever, the Budweiser to him as a, you did it, kid. You know, like a, my bad. You don't think that's the reverse that's happened with Hunter Wentelstedt?
No.
Like, hey!
I don't think so.
Aaron, it's Hunter Wentelstedt here.
I think there's a lot of friction between umpires and managers and officials and head coaches. Like, I don't think they're all kumbaya after the game's over.
I think that's a really hard job, by the way. Having done it at an amateur level, as you know, multiple times. No, thank you. Can I have a question. I have framed children when I was a child. Moral question coming up. Different one. Let me hit you with something here, pretty daddy. I'm sorry, you said good morning. You good? Everything good in your world?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great.
Let me ask you a question. I usually work in L.A., and you work in the city in New York City, and we broadcast across the country, which is amazing. Love this job. Love Rider Than You being on wherever you are listening, wherever you are. Thank you. Thank you. I'm usually far away. Today I'm in Stanford, which is, you know, as the crow flies, I don't know how quickly they fly, but let's call it an hour. Train ride. This is a commuter. Hell, we got someone in the office that decided to move up here because, you know, you can never be too far from the office. But I'm not that far away. Do I feel closer? Or because it's so close and yet we're not together, do I feel further? How's that hitting you?
I'm going to go with further. It's like a tease. Okay. This is not what I expected, not the feeling that I wanted to have. But you feel further away right now.
I'm sorry for that. I'm going to be in Thursday. We've got this thing called the NFL Draft coming up here now in just a couple days. And it feels like we know who's going 1 and 2, although we'll see it too, just because some of the drama we discussed yesterday. But there are a lot of quarterbacks who are going to go. Quarterbacks are going to go early. Multiple quarterbacks are going to go in the top 3, the top 10, first round. All right. And that makes sense. And I guess I took some shots at colleagues, but I'm going to take them again because it's true. I got nobody out here just saying Caleb Williams is going to be bad. Jayden Daniels is going to be terrible. Bo Nix, that guy sucks. Or not going to work at the NFL level. Nobody will say it. Well, you know, when you look at the comps and the way. I just want to know if he's going to work, bro. And the thing is, it's not like I'm asking you to go out on a huge limb. I'm not asking you to go to the casino and predict when it's going to come up green zero and green double zero. The odds are strong that most of these quarterbacks are going to fail. And here is a reminder. Straight from 2021, straight from the news yesterday of Zach Wilson getting traded to the Denver Broncos for literally, I make this joke for a Snapple, he literally got traded for a Snapple. All right, not literal, I know what literal means, but it's a 7th and 6th round pick. It's the 203rd pick and the 256th pick just swapped. And Zach Wilson, even I can do the math, you get to move up 53 places in the draft into the 6th round. For Zach Wilson, I would rather have a strawberry and kiwi Snapple, which I have not seen for sale in like 4 years. But it's also a reminder, because that 2021 draft was supposed to be exceptional. It was supposed to have a career, superstar, game-changing, generationally defining QB. The smartest offensive mind we think in the National Football League saw his quarterback of the future and went up and got him. An organization and team that hasn't had a successful quarterback, not really in a generation, and even that guy wasn't that good. He just won a Super Bowl, saw their quarterback of the future, and at the time, the best-run organization in the sport that didn't often draft players high in the draft of real impact saw their quarterback. And every one of those quarterbacks have failed but one. Every one of those quarterbacks but one, like Zach Wilson, are with a different team, and the guy that hasn't failed hasn't succeeded either. Trevor Lawrence, number one pick in that draft. Still with the Jags. And look, there's reasons for this. There are reasons these guys have failed that aren't just about them in some cases. It's a complicated equation. It's a really difficult recipe of failure. But the same things that apply will and can apply to the teams that are drafting at the top of the draft in a couple days, including my Chicago Bears, the number one pick. Trevor Lawrence had Urban Meyer to deal with. It doesn't matter. Didn't work out. Maybe it will. He's the only hope for first-round quarterbacks in 2021 to have any kind of semblance of you did it. Number two is Zach Wilson. We just talked about him. Did not work out with the Jets. Traded to the Broncos. And remember, Zach Wilson was drafted at that spot not long after Sam Darnold by the same team was drafted a few years earlier. So they just kept on trying. That's a lot. You better get it right on Zach Wilson if you move on from Sam Darnold. Even though Darnold wasn't very good, you drafted another version of Sam Darnold. That's what they did. At number three, remember the Niners went and got Trey Lance, who they just traded to the Cowboys for a first-round pick at the start of this past season. Not quite a year ago. Justin Fields, Chicago Bears, number 11. You know that he's gone. Mac Jones, Patriots. There are no guarantees in this draft. There are no guarantees that it's going to work out. There are no guarantees that Caleb Williams is going to work out. And I know that people don't want to be the person that gets embarrassed. I know that people don't want to be the person, like me, that said Jalen Brunson's not going to work. I get asked a question, I answered I was wrong. I don't care. I'm going to get stuff wrong. You got to be willing to get out there and say it. It's just one of those realities. People singing around me. Yeah, the studio's being used. Fancy studio I'm in. All right, can I ask you a morality question?
I don't know that I'm the right guy for this, but what do you got?
By the way, we'll do this tomorrow. We'll do it Thursday. I am worried that Caleb Williams is going to fail. That's not the question I have for you. Between him, Jaden Daniels, and I guess Drake May. Let's say, dude, two of those guys are going to fail. History tells us fail, straight up fail. There's no guarantee they're all going to succeed. All right. Hope this isn't fireable because I'm going to talk about it on the radio. So let me give a little background before we get into whether I want to know whether I'm a thief, okay? I just want to know because I feel like I have a pretty strong moral compass. To quote Vince Vaughn in Swingers, I don't like everybody. Everybody doesn't like me. But I feel like I've got a pretty strong moral compass. Now, can I set the stage for you, Tom? Can I pre-defense this thing?
What do you
Opening
got?
Statement.
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm in Stanford. I'm going to complain about my great life. I'm in Stanford, and that's fine, but I'm working 15, 16-hour days, right? It's a pretty busy time because of the playoffs, and we got the Beyond the Arc podcast that I do that is live, by the way, on CBS Sports Network at 2 o'clock today. We had some fireworks yesterday, so get in there and watch. We got a little edgy. It was fun, really fun. I got that going on. I got to write, whatever. And then I go to the Stanford office. We got a TV operation. I'm there from about 5 until about 1 or 2 in the morning. I can order food, but you can't order food late, so I'll order some food. They've got food everywhere in there for the talent. They've got the Glazo Network. I hate the term talent. The Glazo Network, 24-hour soccer network I know you watch, and CBS Sports HQ's night and weekend operation. So there's a bunch of people there. So they'll have like Rice Krispies treats. They have candy. They've got snacks. They've got LaCroix waters, all kinds of stuff. It's for anybody that wants it. I'm leaving the office the other day, and I decide to put five. I'm like, I'm hungry. So I take 5 Rice Krispies treats and a Doritos. And I put them in my bag. Because I'm just tired. It's 1:30. And I get back to the hotel, and I'm starving, and I start eating. And I think, you know, I'm allowed to eat this at the office. But am I allowed? Is taking it home with me or to my hotel, is that thievery? Or is it understood? Because, like, what's the line? Like, I'm not going to pick up a case. Because there's a closet where you just, there's a case of Rice Krispies. I love Rice Krispies treats. So what's the 5 Rice Krispies treats and a small bag of Doritos? Did I steal those, or is that okay?
You thief!
Did I thievery
You're
it?
You're a thief!
right.
Listen, there is a line here. There's a line, and you didn't just step over it. You jumped across it.
It might have been 3 in a Doritos and then 2 the next night. It's hard to keep. But I think it was 5 in a Doritos.
Listen, this is a very – this. Everyone understands what you're allowed to do in this situation. If you want more than one, there is one way to go about it. You take 2, you start eating that first one, whatever it is, a bag of chips, whatever it is. You start eating it right then and there on your way out of the office. You put the other one either in your pocket, in your bag. You bring one with you on the road to wherever you're going, to the studio, to the hotel, wherever you're going.
I got a caveat.
One.
I got a caveat. Here's my moral gray area. Okay. If I lived in Stanford or the surrounding areas, that would track. But I don't. And when I travel, this is for CBS Sports, not for us. When I travel, I have a corporate credit card. So I'm not going to go find a restaurant at 1:30 in the morning because I got to be up at 7 in the morning. But let's say I wanted to, or I wanted to order Uber Eats, or I wanted to, I mean, I could have the Uber guy take me to some convenience store. I would then expense the food. I would, the same company would have to buy me the food. So I they're paying for my food anyway.
That's a fair counter.
Okay.
But the optics, if I were to see you in the office leaving with handfuls of snacks, man, my opinion of you would change.
Here's part of the reason. In the darkness of my hotel room at 1:40 in the morning, raging at the alarm I had just set. That's a truth, right? Also, there's nothing to drink in the hotel. So just drinking, it's good for me. A glass of water. Although Stanford water is pretty good. That's why the pizza's so good, right? Just like, do I even turn on a TV show? But I'm awake from the freaking Denver comeback. And raging as I reached into my backpack to get 5 Rice Krispies treats and Doritos. And when you see me, you will know why I look the way that I look. This is a telling story. What hit me hard is what I went back. Like when I thievery'd these or took them 29 minutes ago, I definitely looked around to see if anybody was watching because I felt dirty.
You knew.
Yeah.
It hit you. You knew what you did was thievery.
Can I tell you something that makes me... All right, so technology is what it is. Like, though I like having an Uber, but I miss the days of taxis. And just, it takes something away. Right? Progress takes something away.
What?
But hold on, let me just tell you something. I really miss homemade Rice Krispies treats. Like, now that you can just buy them, nobody makes... When the pan, you put the extra marshmallow on. Oh, man. I would thievery those.
So after you stole 5 Rice Krispies treats, you were
so
thinking,
good.
You know what would be even better than these stolen Rice Krispies treats? If I could have stolen homemade Rice Krispies treats.
You know, back in the old days where they, like the TV shows or the cartoons where somebody would rest a pie in their windowsill and then people would take it going by, which is crazy.
Thievery!
thievery. If the people of Stanford made homemade Rice Krispie treats and put it in their windowsill, I would walk back from the studio. It's probably 5 miles.
You're too far gone, man.
Now I'm gone.
This is thief etiquette.
I've crossed a line. Why would you have the pie rest in the windowsill? Why don't you just put it on the counter?
Well, I think it's supposed to, cool off.
Well, there's air in the house. That could work. I don't know the physics of it. All right, so you think I'm a thief?
Yes, basically, yes.
Got it. So how many can I take today? Because I feel like I just keep taking more. No more?
You have taken your quota. You're done.
It's my late dinner.
5 Rice Krispie treats?
So I literally in my day, I'm being serious, I have to go before I go to the office. When I go back to the hotel, I have to walk somewhere and find a convenience store and with their money buy a bunch of crap and then bring it back to the hotel and then go to a place where I could have had the stuff for free and can't take it?
I don't know, man. Use the company card. Steal from the company. What's the difference?
No, I'm never stealing from the company.
What's the difference?
Come on. Oh, HR's calling. All right. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. Whatever. SportsRider, Sports REITER. Great news out of Kansas City. Debunking, by the way, a concern that Andy Reid might be interested in retirement. He has got a golden set of handcuffs that he has very much earned, along with the president and the GM there. We'll get into the Chiefs. All it is good news. It's just constantly the Chiefs dominating. We'll get into Kansas City And good news for them, bad news for the rest of the NFL, after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogut.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Everything's for clicks. What do you think we're doing a podcast for? To put it in a museum? We're doing it so people will click on it and watch it.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Oh, you like that one, huh? What? You're pretty proud of yourself.
I really do. I really pat myself on the back with these.
I mean, all right. So I do a podcast, and we have some disagreements about direction, which is part of the deal, but I don't want to, that's just clickbait, or that's just for clicks. Well, I'm not doing it so that people turn it off. What we got to do, see, is insult people. That way more will go away. Okay. How you doing? You good?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Let me tell you something, man. I love my job. I really do. I love doing this radio show. You're pretty swell yourself there, Pretty Daddy.
I was waiting for a punchline.
It was coming. All right, let's get into some real talk before we sell it. Whatever, Andy Reid's extended. They're going to win a bunch of stuff. We're done. Let's get into the real stuff. No, we'll get to it. How many times a week do you put your hand on your head in just bemused resignation with me?
I would set the number at 7.5.
Who are the what are the radio hosts? I hate the word talent. When I first got into the business, I was a writer, and I went to do my first TV thing, amazingly, weirdly, luckily, was a sit-down interview with LeBron James in Akron, Ohio. And they call people that are listening that don't know this, especially on TV. I don't know, is radio the same thing? They call them the talent. I hate it. Is that a radio term, too? I guess it is, right?
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah. What, these other folks aren't talented? But it's a weird expression. And I got to, there's a guy named Todd Capostasi, who married an Olympic, I got invited to their wedding, I didn't go, which is, I feel bad about that. Anyway, he's an amazing producer, he's won a million Emmys, I had just met him, and there's a camera crew there, right? And, you know, there's seven guys or six guys with cameras and stuff, and we had to move all the stuff from outside LeBron James High School to, I think, in a gym, and I went to pick up There's 30 bags, and I just started at Fox Sports 1. I just moved to L.A. I didn't know anything about TV. Still can't believe they put me on TV. What is the old, I have a face for radio and a voice for writing, but here I am. Like, America's amazing. America's amazing. And I went to, and I picked up the bags. I picked up two of them. I didn't pick up 20 bags, Tom. I'm not Captain America. And you would think that I had walked up to one of the guys and slapped them in the face. The reaction from the... What are you doing? Put the bag down. You're the talent. And I turned around. The talent's LeBron here? It's weird. It's a weird deal. Who you? Who, me? Thank you. I've never been called that in my life. That's amazing. Did you say talentless? Because that's not. Oh, talent. All right. I don't know why I brought that up. I had a reason. I was driving toward a point for you. Oh, here it was. Who are the talents you've worked with on the air? That producer, board op at the radio station. So I know, are you Jim Rome?
Yes.
Who's the GOAT? How nice that guy's also a great guy. That is not always true.
Has sent me several very nice emails.
Great guy. I'm going to have you rank these guys from one to whatever as who you like, by the way. Just kidding. Jim Rome, Brandon Tierney.
Yes.
Tiki Barber, both over at Fan. By the way, I don't know Tiki as well. But Tiki's in the running for nicest people I've met, too, at like that level of stature. Amy Lawrence, right? I should know the rest. Tell me. I forgot.
Doug Gottlieb.
Doug, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were here when I was a guest of Doug, and I got locked in the elevator room. Were you producing that show?
I was filling in producing when you came in studio with Doug, and I think there was some issue with the car service. They had taken you
late
to the wrong studio, I think, at first.
Yeah, something weird happened. I came from Broadcast Center.
Yeah, so we were in a bit of a rush to get you up the elevator, get you to the studio.
And then he kept me for an hour and a half.
Yes, he did. Yes, and we went.
And he had me argue. I went at. Who did I go after? Sally, what's her name? Jenkins?
I was probably passed out in the corner. Like
You had a Washington Post reporter on, and Doug and I were making small talk, and he wasn't really that interested. And then he realized I had covered the Paterno stuff, and he's like, "Do you want to interview her?" I'm like, "As your guest?" Yeah, I'm like, "Okay."
That's where I started losing my hair that day.
All right. So anyway, Doug, who else?
I think that's everyone on a regular basis.
Has anybody made you put facepalm more often than I have?
No, you're the winner. Winner, winner,
chicken dinner. Doug.
No. That would be you.
Winner. Last night on CBS Sports HQ, they always want me, the producers who are great. They really are good up there. But they'll be doing a highlight. Chris will be doing a highlight or whoever. And they're like, "Bill, you can chime in." And I try to tell them I'm not good at it. And then one of my, like, you know, Hartenstein did something. And I go, "That's Hartenstein." And afterwards, Chris is like, "Yeah, you're not good at that." I'm like, "I know. I'm not an egg. I don't know what to tell you. It's your highlight. I don't know what to say. Bang! Chicken nuggets. I don't know. Am I supposed to just say weird stuff? Do it for Papa Smurf. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, man. And I can talk, but I don't know." That's right. I got locked in the CBS. So those of you, which is all of you listening, CBS Sports Radio has an exit, obviously, like all buildings. But there's a elevator when you walk out that's next to a glass door that looks like it's an exit. But you have to have a key to get into the elevator. And if you go in there without a key card, you will get locked in there. My first time in that building, it must be a metaphor for something. I got locked in that, and I couldn't get a hold of you. Like, answer your phone, Tom.
Well, we weren't working together yet. You were a guest that we booked to have on the show.
Yo, random guy, can you let me out of this room? I'm locked in here.
Where is he? We're back.
Well, that was
break.
On the way. That was on the way out.
Yeah, that was on the way out after the car service had sent you to the wrong studio.
Yeah. Who's that on? Not me.
What a cluster.
A guy, a wonderful man named Anthony Mormile, who passed away several years ago. I had been hired at CBSSports.com in preparation for CBS Sports HQ with no idea I was ever going to work at CBS Sports Radio. Had set up a little media, right? Just wanted me to go and do, I think I did Shine Show. I did a bunch of, when that was going on. And I came down and I met Pretty Daddy. Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah, that's what, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, maybe more than that. It's been a while. It's been a while.
We've been best friends for a long time.
Yeah, we have. That was the universe being like, "Get away from this guy." It locked me in a room to warn me. I didn't listen. By the way, I'm really good at sports talk. The Chiefs have made Andy Reid the highest paid coach in the NFL. And, bonus, they don't lock him in random rooms at one Arrowhead. Don't you like that I know the address of that? Because I used to cover that team, bro. See, you're hand palming again.
Now it's my signature move.
He is signed through 2029. He will be 72 years old when his contract is up, although whoever the next president is going to be 103, so like it's fine. What? Both those guys are old. I'm not allowed to say that? Do I have to pretend they're both 40? Get on the mic. What's the issue?
No, I wouldn't want you to pretend anything.
Facts. Man, you are a sensitive guy. No financial terms have been disclosed, and not just him. GM's going to stick around. President of Operations is going to stick around. Tom is not going to stick around after this, so my plans worked. Finally got there. How are you going to force him out? I have a strategy. I'm going to be me. Every day at 100%. No, don't go anywhere. I love working with you. The thing about Andy Reid, I was talking to somebody about this. Most of us who are normal mortals want to retire. We don't understand people who want to work forever. But if you are remarkably powerful and you don't really have a boss, or your relationships with your bosses are about freedom and not any of the bull snap, Tom, it makes it, as I would imagine, it makes it a lot more pleasant to work, right? But if you're Andy Reid or anybody, you're a CEO, you're an artist, you're an author, you're a politician, you're Tom, whoever you are, if you are at the top of your game, if you are, in Andy Reid's case, in a historical groove, and you're working with a quarterback, because Andy Reid obviously loves the NFL and loves offense and loves the passing game and loves to cook up plays. That's been his passion forever. Think about if you got an instrument of your obsessions, you got the perfect way to craft your opus game after game after game. Andy Reid coaching until he's 72 makes sense because he loves it. And because Patrick Mahomes is an extension on the field in real life of what Reid tries to cook up in his magical thinking, brilliant brain. So good for the Chiefs, good for Andy Reid, good for the organization. It makes sense. And the age thing doesn't matter. It doesn't. If you love what you do and it makes you feel young and you're passionate about it, what the hell, go for it. Not good for the rest of the National Football League. Good job, Andy Reid. Just watch out for those trick elevator doors. You get locked in there with Pretty Daddy. That's not cool. Let's talk some more football with our guy Ty Dunn next on Rider Than You.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.